Faux consumer, now I have shown you yoga that leads to the truth on dying. I taught this yoga first to Vivaswat. Vivaswat taught it in turn to Manu. Next, Ishaku learned it from Manu. And so the sages in royal succession carried it onward from teacher to teacher. Till at length it was lost, throughout ages forgotten. Vivaswat was born long before you. How am I to believe that you were the first to teach this yoga? You and I, Arjuna, have lived many lives. I remember them all. You do not remember. I am the birthless, the deathless, Lord of all that breeds. I seem to be born. It is only seeming, only my Maya. I am still master of my Prakriti, the power that makes me. When goodness grows weak, when evil increases, I make myself a body. In every age I come back to deliver the holy, to destroy the sin of the sinner, to establish righteousness. He who knows the nature of my task and my holy birth is not reborn when he leaves his body. He comes to me, flying from fear, from lust and anger. He hides in me, his refuge, his safety, burnt clean in the blaze of my being. In me many find home. Whatever wish men bring me in worship, that wish I grant them. Whatever path men travel is my path. No matter where they walk, it leads to me. The seers say truly that he is wise who acts without lust or scheming for the fruit of the act. His act falls from him, its chain is broken, melted in the flame of my knowledge. Turning his face from the fruit, he needs nothing. The Atman is enough. He acts and is beyond action. Not hoping, not lusting, bridling body and mind. He calls nothing his own. He acts and earns no evil. What God's will gives, he takes and is contented. Pain follows pleasure. He is not troubled. Gain follows loss. He is indifferent. Of whom should he be jealous? He acts and is not bound by his action. When the bonds are broken, his illumined heart beats in Brahman. His every action is worship of Brahman. Can such acts bring evil? Brahman is the ritual. Brahman is the offering. Brahman is he who offers to the fire that is Brahman. If a man sees Brahman in every action, he will find Brahman. And though you were the foulest of sinners, this knowledge alone would carry you, like a raft, over all your sin. The blazing fire turns wood to ashes. The fire of knowledge turns all karmas to ashes. On earth there is no purifier as great as this knowledge. When a man is made perfect in yoga, he knows its truth within his heart. The man of faith, whose heart is devoted, whose senses are mastered, he finds Brahman. Enlightened, he passes at once to the highest, the peace beyond passion. The ignorant, the faithless, the doubter goes to his destruction. How shall he enjoy this world or the next, or any happiness? When a man can act without desire through practice of yoga, when his doubts are torn to shreds because he knows Brahman, when his heart is poised in the being of the Atman, no bonds can bind him. Still, I can see it. The doubt that lingers deep in your heart, brought forth by delusion. You doubt the truth of the living Atman. Where is your sword, discrimination? Draw it and slash delusion to pieces. Then arise, O son of Bharata. Take your stand in karma yoga.